Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
Learning doesn't stop because you graduated college. I mean, and learning isn't just applicable to your job.
Yep.
It's applicable to life.
Yep.
And again, the research, different viewpoints, all the above, they're out there. You just got to find them.
All right, welcome back to Financial Guys Podcast. Mike Spiraza, Ron Reinstein in studio for Mike Hayflick. He's out of town this week.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We got a lot to talk about. I know we want to, I said Russiagate before, and you're like, oh God, we're going back to that. But this is now Russiagate 2.0 we're going to be talking about today. Let's go through the timeline a little, Ron, because last week it was very interesting, right? Mm-hmm. So you have, out of nowhere, it seemed, the Wagner Group, I keep thinking Wagner because that's the way it's spelled, but they're saying like the Wagner Group, went in and started to attack Moscow almost. And
yep.
This turned into something that was like, oh man, wow, this might be bad for Putin and Russia. And within 37 seconds, it was over.
Pretty much.
And the left, though, before we get into what actually happened there, the left trounced on this, Adam Kinzinger for sure, that it was the Russia's downfall. They were crumbling underneath itself. The Russian Empire is gone. Didn't look like that.
No, and that's the best thing about it, with all these policy wonks, and there were people that are like, the war's over. It's like, no, the war's not over. And it's just everything that you hear with this, it is literally the exact opposite. The much heralded counteroffensive that the Ukrainians have been launched earlier this past a couple weeks ago, it's gone nowhere. Yep. They've blew up a dam, and then they accused the Russians of doing that. They, you know, as we're finding more and more out, I forget the guy's the author that's really getting in very good reporting about this with the pipeline.
Dead soon.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. But even he's just like, no, this was all done with the Ukrainians and the United States. So why would they blow up their own pipeline? This is the Russians. And then the comedian Zelensky, oh, they're going to blow up their own nuclear power plant. No, they're not.
Yeah, that was the next story too that I want to get into later, because it's every time he wants more money, right? Or every time everybody's kind of like, okay, we're done here. All of a sudden, it's the next disaster that's going to strike the Ukraine. And let me say this too, I feel for the innocent Ukrainian people. Don't get me wrong, and the innocent Russian people, by the way. I feel bad for both sides because this is not good for anybody. However, extending this out even further, and this again, Ron, yesterday I'm sure you saw another 500 milli to the Ukraine from us.
So was it another accounting error? Because that's what it was a week ago.
$6.2 billion accounting error. I have that written down. By the way, the same week there's a $6.2 billion accounting error, there's also a coup in Russia. Very interesting timing. There's also Hunter and Joe Biden accusations that come out the same week.
Mm-hmm.
But this is now getting to be, if you're not questioning this, and again, I say this on Twitter all the time and people think I'm nuts, but I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm really not. But if this isn't starting to feel weird to you, there's something wrong with you.
But it's not even a theory. It's a criminal conspiracy. That's what it is. And the more that it keeps on going and going and going, it's, again, you have Zelensky months ago is like, well, are you, Americans ready to send your kids to die? No.
No chance.
How about this? No fucking way.
Yeah, no
My
chance.
Kids aren't going to go for some proxy war. And the other thing, too, I loved with When the coup was put down in Russia, Ministry of Defense put out that tweet about all the regime changes that the United States tried to partake in and how we left with our tail between our legs. Maybe, you know, again, the voters, the taxpayers, wake up. This shit never works. And it comes at the expense of lives, money, everything. But most importantly, lives. And that's the thing is that, you know, for people that are conservative, they're Republican, we're Nazis. Remember that was the word. That's the buzzword us for the last 8 years. But for those morons that have their Ukraine flags in their bios on social media, peace for the Ukraine and blah, 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 blah. You are supporting a country of actual Nazis. military units and divisions that have Nazi emblems, all the above.
And corruption. You're also supporting corruption,
that too. But that's what you're supporting. But yet, for us to say no, in terms of like stateside now, that, you know, fiscal conservative, you know, views, middle of the road views, whatever. No, you're a Nazi. You don't want to wear your mask. You don't want to go get jabbed. You're a Nazi. But yet, this is what they want to support.
Well, and here's my problem too. At this point. Okay, so this happens last week out of nowhere. I'm just going to keep saying that, out of nowhere. And don't get me wrong. Do I think Russian people are probably frustrated? Sure they are, right? They're fighting a war, and I'm not saying it's not my place to say war's right, war's wrong. But you're fighting a war that really seems to me, from what I've read and seen, and Ron, you may feel differently, but it's really gone nowhere in almost a year and a half, right?
See, I think it's real. Again, you got to go off of what's being told. And then you also, like, from the media, like right. The mainstream media, and then the other reporters that are saying, no, it's real, you know, independent ones. And they're out there. Michael Tracy's a real good follow on Twitter for this. And what's his, Aaron Mede, if that's how you say it, he's another good one, too. And again, like, it's really, really, again, it's the exact opposite. Now, it's just, you're seeing, you know, again, like, it's just the conflicting reports, but... For over the last 3-4 years, in terms of, remember, all this stuff with COVID, and I had this conversation actually a couple times yesterday with clients, where it's to the point now, if you watch the news without doing research, you literally could sit there and say, whatever they just said, it's the exact opposite.
Right.
And that's what my take is on this whole conflict until proven differently. Because if Russia, for decades, Russia, all the way back to Yeltsin, they said, if you keep expanding NATO and you keep expanding onto our borders, we are going to have an issue. And what do they keep doing? They keep adding more countries into NATO. So NATO keeps expanding. So at some point in time, something like this is likely going to happen. But not only that. If Russia, and again, how I kind of phrase it when I talk about it, you're dealing, it almost seems like it's like the JV team in terms of what they could literally, you know, possibly do, literally do. There's other pipelines that they could easily take out in the Baltic Sea.
Right.
And I mean, again, but they don't.
I guess where I'm going with that comment is, and I agree with you. Mm-hmm. You see, you know, the CNN and Fox News included, by the way, of the world, they're like, they're fighting valiantly. Okay, great. But I guess where I'm going is, I would have thought by now, just Russia, who they were, would have just walked right in there, taken it, and walked out. Now, are they doing this purposely? Maybe.
I think so. I mean, because, and that's a fair point to make, Mike, that you would think, again, you're dealing with, I mean, again, like a corrupt country for however long in terms of the Ukraine. If they didn't have the pledge of anything from us, you're right. It would have been over within a couple of days. But that's just the thing. It's just another proxy war. And yet, and that's the thing, though, too, is go. And you sent this to our group chat about what Biden said when Modi was here.
Yeah.
Why do you think he's welcoming them with open arms? Because India went towards Russia for weapons, energy, all the above. And here comes, you know, Pudding Brain and his policy wonks.
Yep.
That are like, no, we'll help you out. And we'll see if it does or Modi's is basically playing both sides.
Well, I would assume most people are playing both sides of us right now because we're not smart enough to figure it out if they are. And I mean, let's be honest, right? I mean, our administration now doesn't know if they're getting, you know, fleeced for everything or if they're actually making good policy. I don't know that they know, but I'll say this.
Oh, they don't care if they get fleeced because it's not their money.
True.
It's the taxpayer money. But like you said, Mike, what's another $6 billion? What's another $500 million?
So this is my problem, though. When we look at these numbers, and by the way, this is just the latest numbers that we've had a year and a half of these numbers. Mm-hmm. But this is where I go again. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. And I'm going off of the news, and I'm also going off to independent journalists. At this point, this war is going nowhere. We all know it, right? This isn't going to end anytime soon. Ukraine's not just going to give up, and Russia's not just going to stop, right? This may have been the thing. If there was actually a coup in Russia and somebody actually fought against Putin, maybe that would end it. Obviously, again, that ended in 10 seconds. The guy's off to Belarus, and he's probably going to be dead in 60 to 90 days.
See, now that's where – so this is something that to connect the dots here.
Yep.
This guy, before the coup was put down, he was 60 miles away from a nuclear airfield in Russia.
Yep.
And the State Department's like, oh, that's not a big deal. You go back to the fall of the Soviet Union, all the nuclear weapons that just happened to kind of disappear is the best way to put it.
Right.
And there's still a lot that have not been accounted for. And it, God, when did the Soviet Union fall? I think it was like 10, 11 years old. So 30 years ago.
Yep.
Now, this the head of the group gets exiled to Belarus. What did Putin do a couple months ago? Oh, that's right. He parked tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus.
Right.
So why would you allow a guy, now if you're Putin, to go to Belarus with, let's just say, immunity so he doesn't end up dead. Let's use that to start with. Why would you put him there? That when you moved nuclear weapons there in response to what's going on. And but again, like as we talked about before, like it's the same playbook. It's the same playbook with everything these maniacs do.
Yeah.
Well, when Russia invaded Afghanistan, that was before actually when that happened. That was I was just born.
Yep.
So same thing there, too. What did we do? We supported the Afghanis to, drive out, the Russians inside of Afghanistan, which also coincidentally happened to be bin Laden, too.
Right.
And I think that took like 7-8 years before the Soviets just pulled back. Now, this is much, much different on the global scale because there it was more covert in terms of, sending weapons, intelligence, whatever it may be. Now it's just like, it's right in your face. Yeah, here's another billion. Here's another billion, whatever it may be. And you sit there like, wait a minute, we're doing it again. And here we are.
And I don't, again, I'm going to go back to what I keep saying, like, I don't see where the end happens, right? And that's my, again, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, is this something that you want to keep funding? Is it something that we think is going to benefit us? Because this idea that we need to keep democracy alive. Okay, let's play that card for a second. If that's what we're going to do, then we better start fighting the 85 other wars around the world, right? What? Like Taiwanese, right? Like last week, Blinken came out and said, essentially, I don't really give a shit about Taiwan, neither does America, just so you're clear, right?
Correct.
That's what he said. Why is Taiwan any different than Ukraine in this scenario?
But this is where we have done this for decades.
Right.
Right. Korea. Well, we got to stop communism from spreading. Same thing with Vietnam. We got to stop the spread of communism. But yet those conflicts in the innocent lives that were lost, the men and women that did not come back, or even the men and women that came back and they weren't the same. Yet this country is full of a bunch of commies right now.
Right.
But that's the thing is like these are all the same things where it's just these, global pissing contests, again, for money. And it's especially now you have such inept people inside of the Beltway that's like, well, this is how we role played it and model UN at Yale. So, we're going to Zelensky, it's like the game of Risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, because he's going to do this and this. He'll take care of that evil Putin in like 2 months, if even. And it's not the case.
One of my favorite comments from last week was it was not by one person. It was by many on the left thank God Joe Biden's in office for this. He'll get us through this. And thank God it's not Trump. OK. And Ron, yeah. I know you're not the biggest Trump guy.
No, but however, the thing is none of this shit happened right. under him because they didn't know what he was going to do,
right?
Which, to his credit, that is something that you have to have out of a leader. Where is he going to be that nuts and say, you know what, fuck it,
yep.
part of my lane? But that's
yep.
but yep. and then it's again like you're trying to establish diplomatic ties with North Korea, other things where again you are putting the interests of Americans first, and for those mental midgets, as you're saying, like thank God here's Joe Biden. Yeah.
Yeah, for Russia.
For Russia, that's thank exactly. God. Thank God that we are looking like the. Oh my God. It's. You think that Russia and China, they're sitting there right now, Mike, like, well, you know. The military seems so diverse, and you know, we the number of trainees that we got in the military, we don't have those numbers. Better back off.
I mean, the fact that you could even say that right now, and I'm going to use Harry Sisson because he's one of my favorites on the Gen Z
warrior. That guy is such a milquetoast.
He's an absolute moron. I mean, the literal tweet is thank God for Joe Biden being here essentially in this conflict. The conflict that started under Joe Biden, right?
Uh-huh.
And again, Ron, I know I'm saying this to you, and I always talk about you with Trump, but you are not a Trump fan at this point, and you would agree because you have a sensible brain that this doesn't happen under Trump's leadership. Why? Exactly why you said.
Exactly.
Putin, Xi, Rocket Man, all of them were like, this guy's a nut job, right? He may bomb us.
Yeah, we don't know what he's going to do, so we're not going to therefore poke the bear.
Yeah.
But remember the first, and I think we talked about this too. Remember when Pudding Brain's first meeting with China, when he was installed as president, and we sent over there a couple of women that had, you know, the pink and purple hair. And the Chinese were just making fun of us, we found. This is what you're dealing with on the global scale, on the global stage. Yeah. You think that anyone, any country is like, wow, we're going to follow America's. Minus Trudeau, that half woman, that's probably it. Even England, you know, I'd say we can throw England in there too. But notice too, did you see in Germany now they had another set of elections and like every far right candidate basically just ran away with it yesterday?
Speaking, yes, I did see that. And I want to go to elections for a second because you just reminded me. Speaking of elections in this country, Ukraine. They are now canceling their elections.
Well, that sounds...
yes.
Well, I don't know, like a dictator?
Yeah, because it's wartime, so they canceled elections. I am so glad you just said about Germany, because that reminded me I wanted to talk about it today. Ukraine and Zelensky have now said they've canceled the elections due to the war, and they will resume those when this is over. So when this is over,
and
by
don't
the
forget, too, they've also banned anything with Russian books. Oh, so wait, book banning.
Yeah.
Where's Randy Weingarten crying about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Or Governor Hairgel. I'm sorry. Where's the tears?
They forget about these things, Ron, because they don't actually look at things other than, you know, a cause that, as Mike and Glenn have always said, never let a crisis go to waste, right? I tweeted this Saturday, Ron, and I want to get your thoughts on this because this is involving this. I was explaining that I wasn't a conspiracy theorist, but I said on the same week, that the president and his son have stories leak about them. We get a submarine disaster, okay? A civil war.
I'm not laughing at that.
No, I get it. I get it. A submarine. I just said that. Yeah. A civil war erupts in Russia, right? And I'm saying civil war in air quotes because it's kind of funny. An expedited Trump trial. It got moved to now. I think it's August.
Mm-hmm.
And then a White House correspondence dinner with Hunter Biden in attendance, right? All these things happen.
State
dinner. All these things happen.
After his cushy plea deal.
Yes. And $6.2 billion is found.
Yep.
Right? All this happens on the same week that we find out that he and his father, by the way, it's now said that his father was there. When the left was like, oh, how could you prove he was there? He was there, right? Making these deals with Chinese businessmen. This all just happens to spiral down. Now, and by the way, last night, and I'm going to get your thoughts on this in a little bit, Ron.
Yeah.
And then last night we have the tape leak, which, by the way, wasn't any different than what the indictment said for Trump. This is just now the tape leaks, okay? All this happens as Joe and Hunter just keep doing their thing, right? Keep attending dinners with the White House and with many people in politics, right? Yep. It keeps happening. Money is being transferred still, I'm sure. I wouldn't be surprised. They're still doing things in offshore accounts. All these things happen, and then those two guys walk away like nothing's wrong.
It's just a different set. You saw that with the Clintons. You could even throw the Bush cartel in there.
Yeah, I agree.
It's all a different set of rules. And that's just the thing is, and that's where my opinion on all this and my thought is, none of these people represent us, no. Both sides of the aisle. So they're not going to have any dominion over what I do next in my life, how I live. And that's the thing is that all this stuff that is there, like, I mean, again, this dope Hunter Biden, he archives all this stuff in his laptops.
Yeah.
And then not to mention, you know, again, well, I'm going to write off my sex club membership, all the money I spend on hookers. I mean, for Christ's sakes, I'm surprised he doesn't ask for receipts from his drug dealers, assuming he pays them.
Yep.
To write him off on his taxes. Now, or for you or I, if your mileage log is up off by like 5 miles, boom.
Yep.
Enjoy the audit.
Yep.
But your last name's Biden, your last name's Clinton. You know what? We don't give a shit.
No, and they
do what you want.
They prove this time after time, and this isn't the first. This isn't the first one, as you're explaining. I think what's frustrating to me more than anything is the fact that many Americans, and I will point them out to say most of them vote for Democrats, don't actually care about this or think it's that big of a deal. They actually are preaching the opposite. Like,
yes.
Oh, Trump's the bad guy. Did you see the tapes? Mm-hmm. Okay, if you have a problem. And I'm being serious about this. If you have a problem with those tapes that just came out last night or what's in the indictment, if it is true, if you have a problem with that and you don't have a problem with the president's son becoming very wealthy in foreign countries, brokering business deals and oil deals and being on the board of directors for certain companies. And by the way, all of that bribing other countries to get rid of certain people and taking bribes to get rid of certain, if that's not a problem to you, then Trump shouldn't be a problem to you. You should actually probably want Trump at that point.
But the thing that you mentioned, all this stuff that goes on abroad, the color revolutions, overthrowing leaders, all the above. That's what, folks, this is what has changed with the paradigm. They're doing this here.
Yep.
They brought it here. So it's just like these idiots, like, look at all the destruction that we're causing, you know, for, quote unquote, the benefit of democracy, which is all bullshit. You know what? We're going to bring it stateside. And if you didn't see, and again, like, go back 3 years ago to present day. It's right in front of you.
Yep.
Even not even COVID. Go back to even when he was elected in 2016. And all this stuff that's going on, you know, again, in some, you know, sandbox in the Middle East, we're going to overthrow this dictator. It's, you know, democracy. Because, like you said, with the left, that's what everything's about. Oh, my God, democracy's under fire. It's like, how so? Where? Where is it under fire? By, you know, dare asking, you know, having the gall to ask someone, hey, where's your ID to vote?
Hey, men can't get pregnant.
Well, that too.
Ever.
But again, like, these are just little nuanced things that you sit there, like you said, like, these aren't, you're not reinventing the wheel here.
No, and I think Glenn has said it right. And the reason I said men can't get pregnant, it's because there are so many things that the left is telling you and that they're trying to make a reality that just aren't real, right? This idea that the black vote is suppressed in our country is not real. It's not factual.
No.
Okay? Because if you have an identification.
Yep.
In some places.
Not New York.
Yeah. But the idea of if you want to go vote. Some places ask for ID, others don't. And you want to show up on voting day or do a mail-in ballot these days, you can do that, right? There's no such thing as you walking to the voting booth and somebody saying, you're not Caucasian. You have to leave, sir.
Yeah.
Right? That's never happened in the last 20, 30, whatever it's been.
Again, if you are, well, that's the other part of it too, though. If you're a felon, yeah, you shouldn't have a right to vote.
I would agree.
Yeah. But that's, again, like, that's where we're at with all this stuff. And that's...
If you're here illegally, you shouldn't be able to vote. Yeah.
If that's the whole issue. If you have one side of people that just... Laws? No. That doesn't work for us, brother.
Yeah, as long as you're stealing less than $1,000 of things, you're fine.
Not only that, but then when you turn around and it's like, well, we're going to take those laws that we, you know, basically use as a dish rag, but when it applies to the other set of this, you know, people that we don't agree with their thinking, oh, well, we need to enforce this, you know, to the T. And this is where this is just not a tenable situation. It's not going to last. And that's just, as you said, all these just lies and just myths. It's even like with that, again, that lightweight, low-T polling cars, when he's putting out like all the progress, all the economic growth that's going on in Buffalo. My question is, where? What new businesses are coming? That, like, big businesses? None.
Well, I also want to talk about that, too, with on a national stage, too, with people like Biden and his cronies of...
Oh, he's on his economic tour again.
Right. Like the infrastructure bill, the debt relief bill, or the Inflation Reduction Act, right?
Where nothing's gone down in price?
No, it's actually gone up. My gas is now at $3.80 again on Grand Island. I want to know, though, and you're a financial guy, so I'll ask you this question, because I've asked Hayflick before, too. When I hear the word inflation or the term inflation reduction, my thought is, okay, we're trying to reduce inflation, right? Yeah. That's what it says, right? Mm-hmm. My brain says we shouldn't just keep funneling money everywhere to reduce inflation. What do I mean by that? Every time we talk about reducing inflation, it's like, well, we're going to spend $6 billion in Ukraine. Wait a minute. That doesn't help reducing inflation by just by printing money and then sending it everywhere.
You're right. Because the last, go back to 2020 and 2021, those are the record years of printing up money. And then remember, this in 2021, this is where, you know, again, consumers were saying, wait a minute, this keeps going up in price in terms of day-to-day necessities. Then the food companies start, you know, again, like, just go with food.
Yeah.
Well, we got supply chain issues, and obviously the rising cost of energy absolutely just eviscerated prices from, you know, not going anything but up. Then... you've got it. Remember, it became, well, we got this global crisis in the Ukraine. No. We're not buying oil from the Ukraine. We're not, our terms of the purchasing of oil from Russia, I think it was like at 4 or 5%. Very minimal.
Yeah.
But then, like you said, you keep printing up money, which in terms drives up asset values from stocks, bonds, commodities, real estate. And it's funny, is like you see some of these things, like in terms of like collectibles, like I watch some of that stuff and see, like, you know, what are the disc game worn item, things of that nature, and they went through the roof and they're still up there in price. But in terms of reducing inflation, they're not reducing a damn thing. Just as you said, gas is back up, and, you know, middle grade, that's what I put in my car. It's been over $4 for the last 2 months. But you have the one thing I will say that is true. Our production is up here, but this is actually on our group chat too.
Yeah.
We don't have enough refineries.
Right.
And we haven't built one, I think, since the late 70s in the United States. Yeah. And it was hilarious to see the CEO of Chevron, he does push back on this nonsense. And he said, so wait a minute, you want me to undertake a multi-billion dollar project that's going to take probably 4 to 5 years to get up and running, but yet your goal of your, you know, policy wonks from the UN, you know, the climate's going to end, the world's going to end, and you're going to tell me I need to do this and get it up and going, and you still want to put us out of business.
And God only knows the restrictions you're going to have doing all that stuff.
Oh,
and forget in 5 years. How about right now, right? Like actually building it, and then they're going to tell you, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, this, that.
Yep.
I mean... and again, that's one that's one bill that Joe is you know, saying he's doing a great job. I was in a Twitter battle the other day with people about the gas thing. They're like, oh, well, before COVID, Trump was at, you know, he was higher than it was under Obama. I'm like, well, not actually true. At one point, Obama was at like 340. Trump's highest average was 279.
And that's the other part of it, too, is that the shale production, the fracking, that was going gangbusters.
Yep.
But then, this is the other part of it, too, is oil, if people don't remember, especially when the scandemic went live, that went negative
right.
a couple of days. Exxon was trading at $30 a share.
Right.
No one was crying about, you know, again, the solvency of oil companies. If it was, you know, Chevron, Exxon, BP, things that the companies of that nature, again, places that you go up and down Transit Road, you're going to be able to fill up your car. No one was crying about it then.
Yep.
And remember, the paradigm changed to, well, it's the evil producers of gas and oil exploration. Wait a minute. You're going to the Saudis. And remember,
and Venezuela,
now. And Venezuela too, you know. Oh my God, the Saudis and their human rights issues and all the stuff that they do—that's bad. Then they just made you look like fools on the international stage repeatedly to beg them for oil. Okay, well, wait—if they're so bad, then why? You know, you're going to buy from them consistently, but you know the PGA Tour and LIV merge. Well, we need to stop that, or we need to have congressional hearings. It's just, yeah.
Well, and on top of it, so I had somebody else tell me too, well, you obviously don't understand supply and demand, because during COVID, demand was down because people weren't driving, and then now demand's back up. I said, well, let me ask you a question, genius. In 2019, supply may have been actually higher because people were driving to work every day, unlike after the pandemic, where now still most people don't go to work every day. They work from home, right? To me, supply was, and I could be wrong about this, but supply was probably higher in 2019 than it is in 2023.
Because we weren't in a recession either in 2019.
Right.
So there's obviously a demand for driving. There's a demand for flying, all the above. And remember, too, when oil got that low, remember, Trump wanted to refill like beyond, you know, the reserves for the strategic, well, it's for the strategic reserves. Yep. And here comes old Chuck Schumer. You can't do that.
Right. New York's finest.
Yeah. New York's finest. And so he did it.
Yep.
And now, again, the government that cares about you and your tax dollars, and it's the only source of revenue the government has. It, make no mistake, it is your tax dollars. Yeah. That is it. And then, well, if, when it gets around, what was it? They're saying like 70 or 75?
Yeah.
That's when we're going to start to refill it. Because we're already at the lowest levels, I think, in the last 40 years.
Yep.
The winds just keep coming.
Another bill I just want to talk about quickly before we finish here in the next 5-10 minutes. But the next bill was the infrastructure bill, right? That was his next thing, the infrastructure bill, as John Fetterman would say. That bill, right? By the way, we have trains going down every 5 seconds. We have bridges collapsing. And again, I know that the infrastructure bill wasn't going to fix it overnight.
No,
but the point is that all these ideas that he has and that he says he's doing, we know aren't going to get done. We've been talking in New York State about the roads. We're going to fix the roads for, I mean, since I was a kid, and that was 25 years ago, I remember my dad talking about these freaking roads, right? Like, they're a disaster, right? That was in 1995 or 1997, I remember my dad saying stuff like that. It's now 2023. We're, before you know, it's going to be 2024.
Yep.
Are we actually doing the infrastructure bill? Are we actually going to fix the infrastructure? Are we actually going to make airports better, railroads better, the roads better? Or are we just going to talk about that stuff and not actually do it? That when people like Harry Sisson tell me, oh, he's passing all this stuff, I don't give a shit what you pass. I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit what inflation reduction you pass. I want my gas back down.
It's about results. Yeah. It's a result. Life in general, in every facet, whether you're in school, college, you're working, even if you're working part-time, life is a results-orientated proposition.
Which it should be.
Exactly. However, we aren't seeing results from this infrastructure bill. We're talking about, like you said, like the airport. As they're repairing the runway or redoing the runway, do you want to make a bet? Do you think it'll be done by the end of the year?
No.
Exactly.
No. Just like the bridge where I live or the overpass where I live is supposed to take 3 months. There's no even friggin' overpass up yet. We're not going to be done for another 8 months. I mean, that's where the frustration sets in. And again, I'm not saying Trump is perfect. I'm not. We talk about.
I know. And that's exactly it. But it's all the above. It's deliver the result that is for the taxpayer. Not again, like build it efficiently where it's safe, not where the damn thing crumbles within a month or two of use. But again, just be efficient and get the job done. That's not a big ask. I don't think. But it is.
And again, I'm going to go to, we're going to talk about Trump DeSantis in a minute right now, because I want to talk about this too, because both candidates need to come out and start saying exactly what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Right. And I want to know what you're going to do. And then I want to see it.
Yes.
I'm a Trump guy. Everybody who listens knows I'm a Trump guy. He is now saying again, I am going to fully drain the swamp. If he gets elected, he better do that, because he didn't do that last time. Right.
Nope.
If he gets elected, and I would tell him this if I met him, about the COVID stuff, your voters and your conservative Make America Great Again voters do not want to hear about this vaccine. We don't want to hear about COVID anymore.
But he's
the war is over.
But he's still talking about it because he wants the credit.
I agree.
For, you know, this jab. It's beautiful jab. People are dropping dead from it.
Yep.
From cancer, heart attacks, these rare heart conditions. There's even, again, people have stuff they don't even know what the hell is going on. But like you said, it's the need for credit. And that's the thing. You're the president, or he was the president of the United States. You don't think that they're telling him, like, yeah, this shit is garbage, but get up there and start pimping it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not suggesting that he doesn't think about these things. I'm sure he does. However, I do think in the moment, I really do believe this, in the moment when this was all happening and he knew it was a big deal, that he thought, if I can push this thing out and try and save people, I'm going to do that. And that's what he did. My problem isn't then. Again, I never would push that vaccine. I would never push not getting vaccinated people. Do what you want to do. It's your choice, not mine. But what I would like him to do, and I would tell him this if I met him, no more vaccine talk. Because Americans, most of us with a functioning brain, don't want to talk about that vaccine because we see what happens. And again, if you're elderly or if you're diabetic or you have major issues, if you want to take it, I
wouldn't though. It is something. Here's the thing, in a nutshell, with the whole nonsense of the scamdemic. Did anyone, in terms of the experts, did anyone ever come out on stage or in front of a podium, in front of a mic, and say, you know what we need you to do to combat this? Again, something that you have a 99.97% chance of surviving. Be healthy, as in work out, take vitamin D, take vitamin C, take zinc. And even if you take, you know, higher than the prescribed or, you know, the recommended dose, you're not going to, you're just going to pee it out.
Yep.
You know, again, don't sit on your ass and order carry out or DoorDash and watch Netflix and not be productive.
With
and
then your joint.
Yeah. Well, that too. But I gained, I think, like 15 pounds with that nonsense. And yeah, we had a gym at the office. I remember I used it a couple of times. My wife has she was hustling and working out of our living room doing Zoom with her clients or personal training clients. And we had all this stuff. I used it twice.
Yeah.
But then the minute the gym's opened back up, I went back in, changed my diet, you know, up and dropped the weight. But no one ever said, be healthy. Go do things that are healthy, that you're active, that you're outside. My kid, my daughter couldn't go out of the playground. They had them all blockaded.
Yep.
Keep it, again, keep the common sense coming, because it is absolutely just ridiculous. When we golfed, my wife and I, for a period there, we had to ride in separate carts.
Yep.
Because why is that? Oh, COVID. Never mind that we drove there together, we live together, we sleep in the same bed together. But you had to ride in separate carts.
Yep.
The other thing, too, I'll just use for golf. You couldn't take the flag out because you would spread COVID.
Yep.
But yet, when your ball went in the hole, they had a pool noodle there that you would be able to pick it up. So, okay, wait, let's process this. So I grab my ball out of the hole as I finish up. My wife does, and the other two people that we're playing with, whether they're friends, strangers, doesn't matter who, all the same people.
Yep.
And notice, no one dropped dead.
Yeah.
This is the stupidity here. Remember, again, we'll go back to Lego here. Oh, all these youth are spreading COVID at hockey rinks. And then what do you find out? That fat slob and his buddies that think they're bar league heroes, you're not going to the NHL, Markey.
Yeah.
What do they find? Oh, That's right. We're at the Pepsi Center skating around.
Yep.
That's okay, but Junior, you can't go on the ice.
Yep.
Can't do that.
Well, it's no different. COVID. It's no different than Nancy Pelosi getting haircuts, Gavin Newsom going to dinners. And I mean, they all did it, right?
Yeah.
And again,
I remember, too, with Lego here, him smiling with his buddies for his golf league.
Golf charity league, yeah.
No social distancing there.
Yeah.
But you sure as shit better do that in Erie County buildings, you know, a couple of years ago.
But he said he apologized. He misjudged that, just like Gavin Newsom did. Yeah. I didn't realize
your apology
in the moment.
Is okay, dog yeah, sure. shit like your existence, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark, you know, again, here's what I will say. And I'm going to go back to my Trump v. DeSantis thing. Whoever is the candidate, I know who I want. You know who you
Correct.
Want. Whoever is the candidate, we need to start with. And the term draining the swamp and getting rid of that group of people, I believe, is what they need to do. No matter if it's Vivek Ramaswamy, if it's Tim Scott, whoever it is, that's what you need to start with, because these people like polling cars, these people like Schumer, these people like Pelosi, I see her speaking last week again, you know, when Adam Schiff got censured, she's back. These people like Schiff, like Swalwell, thank God Kinzinger, but now he's mucking it up at CNN.
Of course.
Those types of people need to go, because they're not doing Americans any favors. They're not doing you listening any favors.
None of these politicians are doing us favors.
They're not.
They will sell. They have sold this country down the river for decades for literally pennies on the dollar.
Yep.
Pennies. And yet, that's the thing. It's like, to me, I think where I look at it different, it's the local stuff. I think that's going to have more of a benefit because, again, the federal government apparatus, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. There, I don't know. I don't think you're ever going to stop it. But if you look at local level, from it could be Grand Island up to Erie County, then to New York State, that I think is going to be more impactful. But that's, I mean, again, that's how I look at it in terms of my view. But I mean, again, like all these people, in a nutshell, the experts, they're not experts.
Nope.
It's using common sense. We were talking about, you know, what's going on with Russia, and then, you know, the hype machine starting again with nuclear war. And what do you do if there's nuclear fallout? I don't know. I know I had to do it, but there's a little bit of an age difference with us. Did you have to do the air raid drills?
No, we did. That was,
For those that are, you know, I'm 43 and younger. In school, you would practice it like maybe once, you know, every, you know, 2-3 months, or you hit under your desk in the event if a nuclear bomb went off. And that was the one thing I remember my parents saying, like, yeah, you know, if that ever happened, the Russians would probably go for Niagara Falls because of the power grid or the power supply that gets sent down to New York City. Here's what the CDC says. If you're on if you're near the nuclear blast when it occurs, turn away and close your eyes and cover your eyes to prevent damage to your sight. So if a nuclear warhead happened to go off, really?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, cover your eyes.
Put a mask on your eyes.
Yeah, drop to the ground face down. And this is off of their website. I'm not making this up. Drop to the ground face down and place your hands under your body. So why is that? So the rest of your skin melts off from the heat? And hey, still good to go. Remain flat until the heat and two shockwaves have passed. All winds. Then, I love this too. If you're already in a shelter or a basement, well, this happened in New York City, all the, you know, migrants are probably occupying, you know, fallout shelters. Shut off ventilation systems and seal doors until the fallout cloud has passed. However, after the fallout cloud has passed, unseal the doors and windows to allow some air circulation. The way buildings are made these days, good luck with that. Stay inside until authorities say it's safe to come out. How are they going to convey any messages if, I don't know, everything's taken out electrical-wise from the blast? This is your tax dollars, our tax dollars, hard at work. Unbelievable.
This, by the way, we're reading this and we're worried about this stuff, by the way. I forgot to mention this earlier with the Russia-Ukraine situation. We're reading this and we're joking about this, but we're actually serious because this is our CDC. Mm-hmm. All the while, where you think the nuclear war is going to happen in the Ukraine-Russia area, Zelensky's at a friggin' book festival yesterday, mm-hmm. walking around mucking it up with people.
And his kid's pajama top, too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This is the problem, right?
That doesn't sound like a war, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Not only that, how many celebrities just show up in the midst of a war zone? Bring up Randy Weingarten again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How many American students are over there?
Yeah, Sean Penn had his time over there, too. Yeah. A lot of movies over there.
Ben Stiller. I mean, Ben Stiller was there, like a ton of people. Yep. That sounds.
They're having EDM parties too, or they're dancing their asses off too. Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I think my biggest message to with all of this, we have a big election coming up in a year and a half, less than a year and a half now. Just think clearly, think logically, right? Actually, critically think certain things. If this stuff isn't making sense to you, it shouldn't. Right. We shouldn't be sending money to places when it seems like, you know, there's no real sense of urgency there. If my country was getting bombed by Russia and getting destroyed by Russia, I don't think I would be having Sean Penn over. OK, maybe President Biden. Sure. I mean, even him, I personally wouldn't want him there. But you get my point. Maybe the leader of the UK, you know, places like that. I get it. Right. Sean Penn, Ben Stiller. Not really sure.
I don't know, man. I think Spicoli's definitely an asset for Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be bringing people like what was the guy? Steven Seagal that could maybe fight for me or
but
something.
But Seagal's he's aligned with Putin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
God. That's true. That guy's just comedy within himself, but it's
just give me some karate or something though.
But that's the thing is this, none of this stuff, this will still be going on for at least another 2-3 years. I bet.
I agree. And we'll be sending billions of dollars. So remember that, by the way, when you vote, mm-hmm. the biggest thing I can say too, Ron, I think you'd agree with this and we'll finish with this.
Sure.
No matter what the hell is going on around the world, no matter what the hell is going on here, no matter how much people in our country hate our country, we still live in the greatest country of all.
Yes,
and I still believe that.
No, we do. We absolutely do.
And we need to remember that, and we need to vote in people and elect people that actually believe that, right? Stop voting for the people that say America sucks, America's mm-hmm. inherently racist, America's inherently misogynistic, right? Yep. Stop voting for those people. They don't actually like it here.
It's all the billionaires' fault.
Right. And the police.
Yes.
The police suck, right? Like, that's not true. I don't mean to say, who is that? Was that Jim Mora? Oh, no, it was Mike Gundy from the Oklahoma State football team. That's not true, right? When he says that to the reporter about a bullshit article she wrote, he screams at her, that's not true. The same thing goes for all the left says. Police aren't inherently bad.
Nope.
They actually keep our streets safe. The military needs to be strong, not weak.
Correct.
Right? We have great people in this country.
Correct.
From coast to coast and from north to south. We have great people in this country. Every white person is not racist. By the way, 99.99% of white people aren't racist.
No, and that's just,
right?
That's the other part of it, too, is that, especially as we're talking about school, it's all they're doing, like in the public schools. Like, well, your skin color, i.e. white, is why everything is bad, why all these issues are, you know, have come around. It's like, no, it's not.
Yep.
We could keep going. Well,
I think before we both have to work for a living too. So before this turns into a 7-hour newscast here, we're gonna cut it. But I think, you know, again, folks, vote properly is the best advice I have.
Use common sense.
Yep.
Do the research. On anything.
Yep.
That's how we all learn. It doesn't. Yep. Learning doesn't stop because you graduated college. I mean, and learning isn't just applicable to your job.
Yep.
It's applicable to life.
Yep.
And again, the research, different viewpoints, all the above, they're out there. You just got to find them.
Yep.
And they're not that hard to find either.
No, you just have to actually read.
Yes.
Not the headline. Read the actual.
I.e. clickbait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron Reinstein, thank you for joining us this morning. Absolutely. Folks, you can get us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS. Don't forget about all three of our podcasts, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at financialguysmedia.com, and our morning show. Ron, I think you're actually on with me Friday morning, potentially. Is that true? I don't know.
This Friday, yeah. No. Don't think, not maybe, this Friday, not this, I think next week.
Next week. Okay, never mind. But we do have a morning show.
But if it is this Friday, that's news to me. We should probably talk to Ann.
We'll talk to Ann about that. Either way, we do have a morning show still, whether Ron is there or not this Friday. 8:15 a.m. It's a live 15-minute news brief, which is also archived, so you can watch it at any point during the day. And then don't forget about our Saturday show every single Saturday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on WBEN and WHAM in Rochester. Folks, thanks for joining us. We will see you next week.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.